It's Wednesday, July 20th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Gen Z apparently hates working from home, and North Korea is coming for your small business profits. This is the Business of Tech. Okay, so maybe Gen Z hates working from home. A national work-from-home survey by economists at three universities found that less than a quarter of 20-somethings who could do their jobs remotely wanted to do so full-time. That's compared with 29% of employees in their 30s, 33% in their 40s, and 41% in their 50s and early 60s. LinkedIn, which analyzed job applications on its platform, found that 20 to 24-year-olds were the least likely cohort to apply to remote roles. That pulled via Insider. And apparently, Friday is dead. Just 30% of office workers swiped into work on Fridays in June, the least of any weekday, according to Castle Systems, which provides building security services to 2,600 buildings nationwide. That's compared to 41% on Mondays, the day with the second lowest turnout, and 50% on Tuesdays, when the biggest share of workers are in the office. Figuring this out remains a priority. The C-suite is perceived as placing a high emphasis on enabling a hybrid workforce at 78% of organizations, according to research conducted for Cisco Meraki by IDG. And in 2021, Gartner reported a 44% rise in collaboration via apps since the COVID-19 pandemic, and workers said they spend just 33% of meeting time in person. Which led me to a great headline from Tech Republic. Stop the remote work navel-gazing. Two key points: trust until proven otherwise, and in-office isn't a cure-all. Why do we care? Business leaders have a pile of competing priorities here, and clearly one size will not fit all. The need is to balance your younger employees' wants with the demands of older ones, and remember, the younger ones want not just interactions with each other, but with mentors. I think this is a solvable problem. The answer will be different for different industries, sizes, employee makeup, and the like. Complex problems are good things. There's opportunity there. It's about work product, not about time and location. Microsoft has warned that North Korea has explicitly been developing ransomware and compromising small businesses in several countries since September 2021. It's about raising money. So when your customers ask what they have that hackers want, it's the ransom. Quote, a review of the victims showed that they were primarily small to mid-sized businesses, including manufacturing organizations, banks, schools, and event and meeting planning companies, researchers said. The victimology indicates that these victims are most likely targets of opportunity. And it's not just North Korea. Experts are warning that while Russia hasn't upped its intensity since the invasion of Ukraine, it's still a risk, and more so if the country gets desperate. Here, it's aimed at the West's critical infrastructure and supply chains. A surge of attacks from proxy groups is also probable, according to some Russia watchers. And from Stacy on IoT, almost all of IoT security efforts fail, or at least 93% of them have, according to a survey of 800 IT professionals conducted by security company Barracuda Networks. The survey focused on OT and IIoT failures. The survey also found that only 18% restrict network access or require multi-factor authentication. Tuesday was the White House National Cyber Workforce and Education Summit, focusing on ways to fill open cybersecurity positions in the U.S. And one more link of diplomacy and cyber. CISA announced Monday it's a first-ever international outpost to come. It's in London, opening later this month. Why do we care? North Korea coming for your small business's profit to fund their weapons programs is a very understandable answer to what does my small business have that hackers want? The answers don't have to be that hard. put keys on your access, like MFA, and then plan for the when, not if, of a breach. The air cover of awareness by the U.S. government is valuable, and we can be hopeful for eventual outcomes here. I just interviewed a corporate espionage hacker, that interview to be released soon, and while potentially later than we might have hoped, this is cause for hope. Remember Huntress, the cyber startup that helps MSPs detect footholds and persistent malware? If you haven't checked out their platform recently, it might be time for a fresh look. Huntress has added a ton of new features and functionality to its managed security platform, including EDR capabilities, a powerful next-gen antivirus, ransomware detection, and much, much more. They're on a mission to secure the 99%, those small and mid-market businesses, via IT services companies. Visit huntress.com/MSPradio to learn more and more about how they can help you grow your cybersecurity practice or start a free 21-day trial. Thanks for listening. Today is National Hot Dog Day, National Lollipop Day, and National Fortune Cookie Day. That doesn't sound like a complete meal, but it does sound delicious. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.